Chapter 7. Togetherness. The television was on and blaring out. That meant Dad and Angela could not hear them talking. I heard the guards gossiping outside our prison, and Bombini is right. The rainwater is hidden underneath the royal throne room, said Juniper. And they said Hugo Sogo has been stealing it from the rain clouds of Gleesphere. We have to get back as quickly as possible, sang River. Let's get a message to everyone in Gleesphere and tell them to meet us at the Glass Palace as the morning sun rises, said Jew, urgently. Ludwig, please run as fast as you can through Gleesphere and let everyone know where to meet us. Find Bombini and pass this secret message on to her, Juniper whispered in Ludwig's ear. The what-if kids nervously approached the Illawarra flame tree. No one was sure what the outcome of this adventure would be. Click, clap. Ludwig was the first to hurtle through the portal, and when he landed in Gleesphere by the castle, there was Bombini buzzing around, and she immediately agreed to help him. So off they raced at breakneck speed. Juniper, Jew and River tumbled through the portal a few minutes after Ludwig. Yikes, we don't have our shiny silver cloaks and laser swords, said Juniper, as he practiced a jiu-jitsu kick. Don't you worry, just be happy, sang River, and he beat the rhythm out with his drumsticks. Juniper and Jew went shh, and he guiltily tucked his drumsticks into his shorts. They stealthily headed out on the river road towards the Glass Palace. Jew said she would be the lookout, as her pirouettes allowed her to see in 360-degree twirls, and so they crept and twirled onwards. The sun would rise soon, and they dare not be late. Meanwhile, back at the Glass Palace, the soldiers, with the elongated purple hands blazoned onto their tunics, had fixed up all the broken mirrors and windows with purple haze, gooing them if they did not work hard and fast enough. They had to make it magnificent again. Also, a lot of evil planning was going on.
We can steal more rainwater by kidnapping that large, cheeky rain cloud and making it work for us,
sniggered an excitable Hugo Sogo.
Yes, a fabulous evil idea. And if those foolish Gleesphere inhabitants want to water their woodlands and wildflower meadows again, they will have to bow down to you as their ruler to get any type of water.
Purple haze hissed with a shrieking laugh. It suddenly itched itself, and a small boil appeared.
Stop itching, demanded Hugo Sogo.
Just then, the thunder clapped and the lightning flashed. It was loud and bright, and Hugo Sogo jumped. He quickly looked around to make sure his embarrassing moment of fright had not been noticed. Only the soldiers at the door had noticed, and they slunk their heads down so their ruler could not see them smirking. The sun was just about to rise, and the sky was turning a beautiful pink colour, when Ludwig, with his 20 warrior pussycats, sneaked up onto the magnificent Glass Palace rooftop. They quickly dipped their paws into the butter they had brought, and that Ludwig had added itching powder to.
Warriors, it is nearly time for us to fight for Gleesphere, meowed Ludwig.
Simultaneously, all the other inhabitants of Gleesphere were quietly surrounding the magnificent Glass Palace. They were frightened, and their smiles were turned downwards. The Intel fans, with their toddlers, were sucking up the stolen rainwater from its hiding place under the royal throne room. The butterflies, BK, Bombini and the bumblebees were silently fluttering and buzzing in the palace flower gardens, while the very fat robo-mouse and the mice were scampering into position at the foot of the grand staircase. Juniper, Jew and River stood a few steps down from them.
I'm feeling very, very nervous, said Dew.
Shall I tell you a joke? Asked River.
Juniper and Dew whispered, Not now, River. But we may need one of your jokes to cheer us up before this battle is over.
Just then, with a supersonic whiz, Pod and Lila flew through the Hall of Mirrors, up the grand stairs and into the royal throne room.
Lila reached out to the pod window and grabbed the shiny silver cloaks and the laser swords. She stuck her ribbons out of the purple haze, like rudely sticking out her tongue, and they whizzed back down and dropped the items at the feet of the astonished What If Kids. They then whizzed off into outer space, shouting an elated goodbye and good luck. And the sun rose over the horizon. Juniper cried out with a strong, clear voice, Everyone, sing out our secret haiku poem! And thousands of joyous voices began to chant, We are warriors! We will win against evil and save our water! Hugo Sogo, Purple Haze and the soldiers thought it was the most revolting sound they had ever heard. They just couldn't bear all that happy confidence and held their hands to their ears to stop the awful noise.
Attack the magnificent glass palace, shouted Juniper.
Then the great tickle battle began. Ludwig and his 20 warrior pussycats howled as they slid down the glass palace walls with their buttered paws. Their tails, which were held like question marks, shattered the glass windows. They curled into cannonballs, and with claws out, they slid over to Purple Haze and began tickling it. Boils, boils, and more boils appeared, and then Purple Haze started to itch.
What is happening? It snarled. It is I who make people itch.
But of course, it did not know that the butter on the pussycat's paws contained itching powder. The butterflies started to tickle the soldiers with their wings. The bumblebees with their stingers. The intel fans lumbered in and squirted water over the soldiers, who were trying to take off their elongated purple hands and flick flames everywhere. Very fat Robo Mouse and his mice scampered in and tickled with their tiny teeth. Then came Juniper, Dew and River. Their silver cloaks were flowing out behind them, and their green, pink and blue laser swords were glistening. Unfortunately, River's was still bent and not working properly. So he took out his trusty drumsticks to use for the tickle attack. They charged straight into Hugo Sogo, who was so shocked by this unexpected onslaught that he was standing there, open-mouthed. Juniper jiu-jitsued with his green laser sword, making his enemies roar with laughter until they were doubled over in pain. Dew danced and weaved amongst them, tickling and tickling until everyone was crying with laughter. River sang a song of great deeds, beat his drumsticks, and was thinking about a good joke to tell after this was over. Purple Haze was not going to give up, and it tried to wrap its purple droplet around Juniper's toes to stop the magical what-if powers from working. Ludwig and his warrior pussycats were onto it, and they smeared the droplet and Purple Haze with more itching powder butter until they felt a bit sorry for Purple Haze because it was just one lumpy, prickly blob. But Purple Haze had turned their tails sky blue and purple, and they were rather cross. Hugo Sogo tried to grow larger and more menacing, but he was so frightening, he kept shivering.
Thunder and lightning, he eerily peeped. Help me now, I order you to obey me.
Unfortunately for Hugo Sogo, the large cheeky rain cloud had been playing catch me if you can with a thunder and lightning, and they were racing around the skies after one another. So they did not hear the command and were having too much fun to help out. Then Sogo the Great rumbled overhead. The spaceship made a deep, low, roaring noise.
eyes. They seemed to be telling Hugo Sogo he had been misbehaving. Everyone was astonished. Juniper said, "Sounds like Dad when he gets annoyed with us for being naughty." "Naughty boy, oh, naughty boy, oh," sang River, and everyone laughed. "Look, Hugo Sogo is being beamed up, and he is looking extremely sheepish. And there goes boil-ridden purple haze," said a delighted Jew. Hugo Sogo stood on the edge of the spaceship door and glared down at them.
"I will be your ruler. I will be back,"
he tried to shout out, but was nearly knocked over by the soldiers being beamed up with their elongated broken swords. Sogo the Great roared, "Blast off!" And the spaceship flew away. The inhabitants of Gleesphere cheered. They immediately rescued the rest of the stolen rainwater and started watering their land. Then the large cheeky cloud came zooming overhead and poured more delicious cool rainwater over the stony desert that surrounded the flower gardens of the palace.
"Oh, so," fluttered the butterflies, "little shoots of green grass are growing in the stony desert."
BK, Bombini and the bumblebees buzzed for joy. Everyone was so happy. Their wildflower meadows and woodlands were saved, and the stony desert would turn green. They hugged each other and set off in different directions to get to their homes, with the water falling gently over Gleesphere. The What If Kids held hands and paws and landed with a thump back in the Illawarra Flame Tree. Click, clack, the portal slammed shut. The leaves were rustling and Juniper said, "Thank you so much, Flame Tree, for helping us on our adventures." And the tree seemed to give a little bow. They decided to leave their shiny silver cloaks and laser swords in the heart of the tree, as it was a bit difficult to explain to Dad and Angela how they got them back. They tumbled down the branches to find Dad with some new shiny blue cloaks that Grandma had made and new laser swords.
"Mummy's here to take you home," said Dad.
"Hey, why are cats so clean?" joked River.
"Because they lick themselves to perfection."
Ludwig jumped into his arms and licked him all over. Goodbyes were said and hugs were given. And then into the car went Juniper, Jew and Ludwig.
"Did you have a good time?" asked lovely Mum. "Glad to see that putting butter on Ludwig's paw helped him not to get lost." "We had great adventures, Mum, and Ludwig found a good use for the butter," Jew said with a wink.
Ludwig meowed and was relieved that his tail's sky blue and purple tip had almost faded away.
"I am the warrior pussycat of all pussycats," he purred and flexed his muscles. "Mum, can you buy me a royal blue jacket with a woolly white collar for winter?" asked Jew.
Juniper gave Jew a nudge. They smiled at each other. Juniper Chase then secretly slipped the large old brass key around his neck and said, "Click, clack," as he jiu-jitsued his new laser sword around his head.